WMFO in Medford. Morning, Boston, and the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, well, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from J-Sum, Will Dorado, and Pete Yorn. Today's reissue song is from Billy Joel off his classic River of Dreams album. Also in this morning's entertainment, a new tune from Rah Rah Riot. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other interesting and new music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Black Star Jackals. Black Star Jackals, which is a great name for a band, are an indie alt-rock pop four-piece from Glasgow, Scotland. They are so reminiscent of rock bands of the 80s. They've just released, on August 1st, their debut single, Maybe. New music from Black Star Jackals here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Now,
is the latest material from J-Sum here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name's TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. J-Sum is back with another new album. It's called Anak Ko. J-Sum, which is essentially Melina Duterte, and I am just so impressed with this talented and prolific artist. Terrifically, wonderfully talented. I'm repeating myself, but I like her that much. She started to get recognized for that skill and talent in 2017 with the release of the album Everybody Works. It actually made my top 10 list of that year, along with several other tastemakers as well. The new album officially drops on August 23rd. That song I just spun there is called Superbike. It's one of the album's pre-release singles. Changing musical direction with a tune from Fern Murphy. Fern Murphy is not a person, but an unsigned dream pop shoegaze trio from Indianapolis, Indiana. They are Gabriel Adams, Tommy Behan, and Benjamin Pearson. They started releasing music just last year, a series of singles. Then they just self-released their debut EP, Gringo Love, which came out on July 22nd. The song I picked to share with you this morning is Flower Beds. New music from Fern Murphy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New material from Jovial here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Jovial is a talented singer-songwriter born and still living in North London. I played another single from her on last week's show. It was The Taste of the Heavens, and I liked it so much I started looking into the other music she has out, and I was rewarded with that single, which you just heard, right away, and that came out on June 14th.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Next up is a new one from John Hoyer and the Macy Sounds. John Hoyer, he's been working with his band Soul Colossal for a couple years now, but earlier this spring, Eddie Roberts from the new Master Sounds contacted Josh Hoyer about collaborating with a new project. The result was a trio of new tunes featuring Hoyer's powerful vocals. John Macy on pedal steel, Eddie Roberts and Joe Tatton of the Master Sounds helping out, and Jeff Franca from the Thievery Corporation on drums. The four of them released the three tunes under the moniker John Hoyer and the Macy Sounds. But this is called The Loneliest I've Ever Been. So it's new music from John Hoyer and the Macy Sounds here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Soldiers.
right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Rah Rah Ride It after the latest here from Will Dorado. New music from Will Dorado here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. You're hanging here with TK. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Will Dorado is Maxime Rainier, Colton Deering, Tyler Wimpey, and Justin Keela. Four dudes from Los Angeles, California, and the area making some nice indie alt pop slash rock. The boys put out a couple EPs in 2016, and then I found them in January of 2017 with the single Under the Weather. They took a lot of singles that they put together and self-released all those singles into a debut EP, record label that is, cleverly called Singles. Since then, they've been busy honing their craft, and they put out some new material. The latest tune you heard there is a standalone single, Surefire, and it dropped on July 19th. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Ra Ra Riot. Ra Ra Riot, American indie rock band from Syracuse, New York, consisting of vocalist Wes Miles, bassist Matthew Santos, guitarist Milo Bonacci, violinist Rebecca Zeller, and drummer Kenny Bernard. They formed in 2006 and released their first album in 2008. They have consistently tracked well on U.S. charts, especially in the indie and alternative charts. For 2019, Ra Ra Riot has released their fifth studio album, Super Bloom, on August 9th. The song I picked to share with you this morning is called This Time of Year. This is Ra Ra Riot. They're today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You want
State Farm Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Rah Rah Riot with Boy. It was released in 2010 on their Orchard album. Hey, I want to invite you to join me on Thursdays for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. We do the same kind of thing here about searching for new music that you can't hear anywhere else and give you an opportunity to find your new favorite song with me Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. All right, next up, well, we're going to keep it going here with today's visit to the reissue release of the week. It's from Billy Joel. The album that has been reissued is River of Dreams, which was originally released in 1993. The album was Joel's last album of pop music. He was still suffering from the critics' sting and his financial troubles with the record company. He's essentially saying goodbye. The album had hits on it like No Man's Land, The Great Wall of China, and, of course, the title track. And that's what you're going to hear now. So this is Billy Joel with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
In the middle of the, 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 Everyone else has left now. I bet that this got you stressed out.
Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from Benny, and that's B-E-N-E-E, all capitals. It's a stage name for Stella Bennett. She's a new pop singer-songwriter from Auckland, New Zealand. She's only 19 years old, and she's already made an impact on the New Zealand music charts with her 2018 single Soaked, which reached number 14 on the home country charts. She just released her record label debut EP, Fire on Mars, and it came out on June 28th. And it's already like bouncing up on the charts. I just ran across that track, Glitter. That was my favorite out of the six that are on the EP. And again, I'm totally smitten with it. It's already got 20,000 spins on SoundCloud, and I'm sure that's going to go higher. Definitely going to hear it here again. Anyway, keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Pizza Girl. Pizza Girl is the moniker for Liam Brown. Liam is an indie alt-pop electronic songwriter and performer from Liverpool. He busted on the music scene in 2018 with releasing a bunch of singles, which led to an EP. Two and a Half For You Now is the first from him in 2019. It's called Body Biology. New music from Pizza Girl here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Like you never even seen, but see me in the back.
New stuff from the Regrets here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Also available online at WMFO.org. The Regrets are a mixed-gender garage pop foursome based in Los Angeles, California. The band is fronted by Lydia Knight and ably supported by Janessa Giordano, Sage Chavez, and Max Morando. They formed back in February 2016, have already signed to Warner Brothers Records. The band has also shared the stage with Kate Nash, Summer Twins, and Peaches. And having the power of a big label behind you makes a difference. The Regrets have just released a brand new disc called How Do You Love on August 9th. I had lots of choices. It's a really good album. I ended up choosing the track I Dare You. Keeping the music going here with something new from Pete Yorn. I have been an admirer of Pete Yorn for years, and I'm thrilled with the new direction he's taken on his new album, Caretakers. He's worked with Jackson Phillips on this disc, who is the force behind the band Day Wave and Carousel. And this is not Jackson's first production effort, as he has produced Hazel English's latest album. And I love the collaboration of Yorn and Phillips. I can hear both artists so clearly. And I really just take him with it. The song I pick for you now is called Calm Down. New music from Pete Yorn here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
People sleeping in the streetlight.
91.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Good Strangers. Good Strangers is the musical vehicle of Connor Quinn and Niamh Kirby. Their strategy is to work with a large collective of musicians, producers, and friends, and collaborate with them to create a consistently shifting sound. This is my first exposure to them, but I like what I hear. The single is called Give Me a Reason to Stay. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.